This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Of God with me, Jeanette and Antonia, on Plains FM 96.9. Antonia will tell us more about today's program.
Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the program. Today, we want to share with you some of the encouraging messages that we receive from listeners, from friends and family that we get throughout the week. They're words to encourage and to inspire us on this Christian journey. We're going to read some of these messages. You're going to hear some beautiful songs. So sit back and relax, and we hope that you are encouraged by the message that's within these messages. Thank you. God bless.
This reading starts with subject. Why go to church? If you are spiritually alive, you're going to love this. If you are spiritually dead, you won't listen to it. If you are spiritually curious, there is still hope. A churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of a newspaper and complained that it made no sense to go to church every Sunday or Saturday. He wrote, "I've gone for 30 years now, and in that time I have heard something like 3,000 sermons, but for the life of me, I can't remember a single one of them. So I think I'm wasting my time. The preachers and priests are wasting theirs by giving sermons at all." This started a real controversy in the letters to the editor column. Much to the delight of the editor, it went on for weeks until someone wrote this. "I've been married for 30 years now. In that time, my wife has cooked some 32,000 meals. But for the life of me, I cannot recall the entire menu for a single one of those meals. But I do know this. They all nourished me and gave me the strength I needed to do my work. If my wife had not given me these meals, I would be physically dead today. Likewise, if I had not gone to church for nourishment, I would be spiritually dead today. When you are down to nothing, God is up to something. Faith sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Thank God for our spiritual and physical nourishment."
This next reading is entitled, "Excuse Me." A man on a weekend business trip took Sunday morning off to be with the Lord. He found a nearby church, arrived there early, parked his car, and got out. Another car pulled up alongside him, and the driver got out and said, "Excuse me, sir, I always park there. You took my place." The visitor went inside for Sunday school, found an empty seat, and sat down. A young lady from the church approached him and stated, "Sir, that's my seat. You took my place." He was somewhat miffed by this rude welcome, but said nothing. After Sunday school, the man went into the sanctuary and sat down. Another member walked up to him and said, "That's where I always sit. You must be new here. You're in my place." Even more disturbed by this treatment, he still said nothing. Later, as the congregation was praying for Christ to dwell among them, the visitor stood up and his appearance began to change. Horrible scars were clearly visible on his hands and on his sandaled feet as his suit changed into a robe. As he walked out, someone noticed him and called out, "What happened to you?" As a tear fell from his eye, he looked back and said, "I took your place."
There was a man, more than a man, called Jesus Christ of Galilee. There was a place where Jesus prayed, a place that's called Gethsemane. There on a hill called Calvary, there stood a cross of agony. Nailed to that cross where I should be, he took my place at Calvary. Now I'm a child of royalty, and even angels envy me. My Jesus cared so much for me, he took my place at Calvary. Christ Jesus lives, he lives today. From sin and death, He set me free. Now hand in hand, each place I go, my Jesus Christ, He walks with me. And when I ask, how could it be that Jesus cared so much for me? The answer comes so tenderly. He took my place at Calvary. Now I'm a child of royalty, and even angels envy me. My Jesus cared so much for me. He took my place at Calvary. Now my Lord, the Son of God, I share with everyone I see. I give my best, my all to Him, because He gives so much to me. Now if it's all you wanna be, come join His royal family, and let your heart sing joyfully. He took my place at Calvary. Now I'm a child of royalty, and even angels envy me. My Jesus cared so much for me. He took my place at Calvary.
This reading is entitled, "'Twas the night Jesus came. "'Twas the night Jesus came, and all through the house not a person was praying, not one in the house. The Bible was left on the shelf without care, for no one thought Jesus would come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their head. And Mom, in the rocking chair with baby on her lap, was watching the late show as I took a nap. When out of the east there rose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and lifted the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. The light of His face made me cover my head. Was Jesus returning just like He said? And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw Him in spite of myself. In the book of life that He held in His hand was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as He searched for my name. When He said, it is not here, I hung my head in shame. The people whose names had been written with love, He gathered to take to His Father above. With those who were ready, He rose without a sound, while all the others were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I'd waited too long and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I'd known that this was the night. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is now drawing near. There's only one life, and when it comes, the last call, we'll find out that the Bible was true after all.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for Your triumphant return. You're coming soon. This world has nothing for me. I find my peace and joy. The world to see You're alive and living. let me be a part of the harvest for the days are few. You're coming soon. So people get ready, Jesus is coming soon, we'll be going home. People get ready, Jesus is coming to take from the world alone. People get ready, Jesus is coming soon, we'll be going home.
Thank you for listening to the Word of God. I hope you were encouraged by our program. Listeners, if you accept the Lord as your personal Savior today, you will be saved. Think about this. What will your answer be when Jesus comes? This is Jeanette and Antonia for the Word of God on Plains FM. Have a blessed week. See you next week.
You have longed for sweet